The phrase Jehovah hath made is used some 11 times in the Law and the Prophets. One particular occasion, the phrase was stated by the psalmist in the 118th Psalm, saying, "This is the day which Jehovah hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalm 118, verse 24. This particular psalm reflects the saving goodness of Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. The phrase Jehovah hath made was used in connection with Jehovah's saving goodness in regard to Jesus, saying, "The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This is Jehovah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Jehovah hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, we beseech thee, O Jehovah. O Jehovah, we beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Jehovah. We have blessed you out of the house of Jehovah. Jehovah is God, and he hath given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will give thanks unto thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever." Psalm 118, 22 through 29. The salvation in Christ Jesus that was provided for mankind, as stated by the Apostle Paul, who said, "For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works, was indeed, as stated by the psalmist, Jehovah's doing." Jesus said to Peter, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. And the church was and is an important element in God's scheme of redemption, as stated by the Apostle Paul when he said, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, to preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the dispensation of the mystery, which for ages hath been hid in God, who created all things, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through our faith in him." Ephesians chapter 3, 8 through 12. As salvation is Jehovah's doing and the day which Jehovah hath made, so also is this day, the Lord's day, the first day of the week in which the Lord rose from the dead, and saints throughout the centuries have come together to remember the Lord's death until he comes. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett asking the question, do we also echo the words of the psalmist saying, "This is Jehovah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Jehovah hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."